How can we perfect our intellects and our wills? Hi, I'm Mike Mason. This is your Immortal Kombat podcast. The Immortal Kombat podcast is a podcast arm of Viri Christi. Viri Christi is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help men attain the full stature of Christ by growing strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to learn more about our work, you can check us out online at virichristi.com. All right, gentlemen, this is the Intro to Spiritual Theology, episode 25. We are nearing the end of this introduction to spiritual theology, and I hope you guys have gotten as much out of this as I have by preparing it. It's been a good exercise for me to get back into this. Now, this is an intro to spiritual theology. There are units we have already done on our website that this would help. You'd get more out of those. There's content we'll be adding in the future that will build off this basis. So a lot of the themes in here at this introductory level will be unpacked in greater detail in the future. This week's episode, which we're going to talk about the perfection of the intellect and will, and next week's episode, the perfection of the appetites, is just one example of what I just said. We did a three-month unit on the Beatitudes, where we looked at the virtues and the gifts and the Our Fathers and the Beatitudes and how they're related. That would be a more in-depth treatment of what we're going to talk about this week and next week. So this, if you already went through that series with us, this would be a good refresher and hopefully a little deepening on that. If you have not done that, it would be great when you're finished with this intro to spiritual theology to consider doing that unit because it'll build on the knowledge that you learned in this episode and next week's episode. So, all right, that being set aside, last week we discussed the nature and cultivation of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Remember, gifts are like sails on a ship. They're placed there as they're disposed to move a boat along quickly, but a wind has to come to push it. God gives us these gifts, these sails, so that he can blow his Holy Spirit on us and move us. Okay. So what we're going to talk about this week is the gifts which perfect the intellect and will. Okay. Now I will briefly discuss. So altogether, there's five of these. Okay. I will briefly discuss the three that perfect the theoretical intellect, then the one gift that perfects the practical intellect, and then we'll look at the will. And then we'll wrap up by giving you guys some suggestions on how you can dispose yourself to make use of these gifts. So let's jump in. All right. So the powers of the soul are the intellect and will. All right. The intellect, okay, has a practical and a theoretical power, okay? So this doesn't mean that these are two parts of the mind or it's split in half or anything, but you can exercise your mind theoretically and practically. Theoretical is when you learn truths for their own sake, okay? You just learn the truth for truth's sake. The practical is you learn truths because they're useful, okay? So we use both of these all the time, and they're both important. Now, there are three gifts that perfect the three intellectual gifts, I should say, that perfect the theoretical intellect, okay? These are understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, all right? Now, understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, of course, those terms themselves should already kind of tip the fact that they're in the theoretical side of things. Understanding and knowledge perfect the virtue of faith, okay? What understanding is it's a gift that gives you deep insight into revealed truths, okay? So what happens, let's say you're at adoration and you're thinking about the Trinity or the Incarnation or something you learned in your religion class or you read somewhere once, and God gives you a deep insight into the fact that he is triune, or God gives you a deep insight into the fact that Jesus Christ is one person with two natures, human, divine. And this deep insight, this is what understanding is. You take a truth of faith, okay, and you just have a piercing and deep insight. You will find saints throughout church history, small children, saints who are unlettered, so they're not educated formally, but they understand truths of faith in a profound sense. That's the gift of understanding. Second, the gift of knowledge also perfects the gift of faith, but the difference between knowledge and understanding is understanding gives you an insight into the truth of faith itself. Knowledge helps you understand how created things are related to it, okay? So a little spin there, but both of these perfect the knowledge, because it's important to understand what theology is, guys, is knowledge of God and how created things are related to him. Well, the understanding and knowledge here show that how these help a person to do just that, okay? So these truths of faith that have been given to us, understanding how created things are related to them, knowledge. And the last one is wisdom, which enables us to discern God and divine things in their ultimate principles, first principles, okay? So this is the highest of the ones. And when we get an insight into God as the source of all things, as the first cause of all that is, when we discern the fact he's the Alpha and the Omega, and we meditate, that's wisdom. And what wisdom does to help perfect charity is it allows us to relish and to love him more. So when we see him as that Alpha and Omega, and we meditate upon that, we start to love him even more because we realize he's the source of every good thing we have. He's the ultimate, all those sorts of things, okay? So that's how understanding, knowledge, and wisdom help perfect the intellect. Now, that's the theoretical intellect. The practical intellect is perfected by the virtue of prudence, which we talked about last month, but it's also given the gift that perfects it is called the gift of counsel. Now, what counsel helps you do is it helps a person to judge rightly in particular events what ought to be done in light of our ultimate end, which is friendship with God, and our growth in holiness, okay? So what's all that mean? That's a mouthful. Okay, prudence is when we take the moral law, God's law, and we apply it to our particular situation. Okay, sometimes we will find ourselves in situations that are confusing or difficult, and we're not really sure what we should do, and you're looking at God like, I don't know what to do here. Maybe you guys will find yourself in a situation, you're in some situation where there's some moral conflict, and you're like, I'm not really sure what to do here, how to get out of here. What God can do through counsel is he will give you a piercing insight into what to do here and now so that you can make a good choice that keeps you in friendship with him and helps you grow in holiness. So maybe you're in a social situation where you're like, I'm in a bad spot here and I don't know what to do. God all of a sudden goes, and he goes, and you all of a sudden you go, that's exactly what I should do. That is counsel, okay? It's this knowledge of what to be done that doesn't come from you. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit, okay? So cool stuff, but God will do that for you. All right, so those are some of the gifts for the theoretical and practical intellect. What about the will? The will is perfected by the virtue of justice, which we talked about last month. The gift that comes with this is the gift of piety. What piety is, and piety is a good thing, gents, we want to cultivate this. Piety is a gift that gives us profound love of God, okay? So how's that perfect justice? You give God the love and honor that he deserves, okay? So piety helps you do that. Piety also helps you see other men and women as brothers and sisters and as fellow children of the same Heavenly Father. So you start to view your neighbor not just according to his economic status or his racial or ethnic thing. You see them as brothers and sisters of Christ. You see them as people that God has redeemed, okay? That's what piety does. It helps us to love God the way he deserves to be loved and to see and love our neighbors as through Christ's eyes and not our own. That's what piety does. So it's a really quite beautiful gift that God gives us in order so we can fill the greatest commandment of loving God and loving neighbor. All right, so that's a flyover. Again, if you want that in more detail, because this is just an intro, our Beatitudes unit would be a great start. And I'll probably circle back to doing a full unit on the virtues sometimes in the future too. So we'll unpack that in greater detail in the future. But let's move to some ways that you can cultivate these gifts. So if you want that gift of counsel, let's say you're nervous about being in a situation where you're not really sure what to do, and you're like, well, I'm going to want counsel when I'm in that situation. God has to give it, but I'm going to want that. What can I do in the meantime to make it so that I'm receptive to that? All right. If you ask that question, that's a good question. Okay. Three things. One, you want to practice humility, reflection, and patience. Okay. So you want to reflect upon the choices you've made in the past. Try to be as reflective as possible to exercise that gift of prudence as often as you can. Be humble that you need God's help and be patient as you wait for it. So these are some virtues and things you can work on to be more receptive. You also need to work on listening to God's voice. Now, where you should start is the Holy Scriptures. You should start with readings at Mass. You should start with church teaching, because God's voice comes in most clearly through those. As you start to be more receptive to his voice in your life, you'll be able to perceive where he's leading you in more practical consequences, but start with being obedient to that which you know he's been revealed. And which leads me to the third one, already mentioned it, obedience, okay? Guys, obedience is a good thing, not a bad thing, right? God has placed superiors over each one of us, whether that's for me, my boss, whether that's for you, your parents, whether that's the Pope or the bishops or our local priest, okay? We want to be obedient. Now, there's true and false senses of obedience. True obedience doesn't mean you do anything your superior tells you, no matter what, okay? That's, if your superior tells you to do something that's sinful or wrong, you don't do that, okay? God's law is higher than man's law. However, sometimes your superior, your parents, your baseball coach, your priest, the bishop, the Pope, they might make prudential judgments. They might make choices in the here and now that you're like, I don't think that's a good choice. In fact, I think they're making a bad choice. They're not asking me to do anything sinful. They're not asking me to do anything wrong. I just think it's a bad choice. That's a good example to exercise obedience. So if your parents say your curfew is 10 o'clock and you're like, I think that's too early. I don't want to come in at 10. Well, it's not immoral to come home at 10. You may disagree with their judgment. You may disagree with that rule, but that's a good opportunity to practice obedience. And that's what I would encourage you to do in that regard. Okay. So practice obedience. When we get used to listening to God's voice and practicing obedience, when he gives us that gift of counsel, we'll be ready to go. All right. Last one with piety, and then we'll wrap up. To cultivate the gift of piety. Okay. Guys, remind yourself daily, you're an adopted child of God. Okay. We've been incorporated into our Lord Jesus Christ, into his humanity, his glorious humanity. We receive what he receives by nature, the inheritance he receives by nature, we receive through adoption. Meditate on that. Okay. Second, meditate on the fact that there is an element which we have kinship with all of humanity in some ways. At a natural level, we're brothers with all of mankind at a natural level. Even more so are we brothers with those who've been given the gift of grace through baptism in the church, okay? Cultivate that love of neighbor. We need to do that. They're not our enemy. We have to love them. Third, consider all things, even material things, as pertaining to the house of God. All things come from God. All things will return to him. Be thankful for that. As you start to do this, you'll cultivate a love of God and a love of profound love of neighbor. This gift of piety will help you do that, and it'll open you up to other gifts that God wants to give you. So we're hitting the 13-minute mark, so I'm about a minute over as I usually like to do it. But I hope that was helpful for you guys, some practical steps to keep moving forward. We will return to these themes in the future, but that is enough for this week. So hope you guys have a blessed week, and I'll see you next time. God bless.